Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I need some couples therapy. My husband is not allowing me to do something that is driving me nuts. Actually driving me nuts.
Operative word is?
Driving. And I know you go, well, it's so harsh to say not allow. He's a nice guy. Yeah, sure. My husband, Mike Danger, you hear him on ESPN, Danger and Battaglia, great guy, great father, great husband. But when it comes to this one thing, he makes me want to divorce him. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. No. Gosh, I wonder if anybody's gotten over divorce over this.
If so, then it's pretty, I think it's kind of petty.
I'd like to hear from somebody who filed for a divorce because of this one thing. Because I can't be alone. There's got to be other husbands who are just as stubborn about this one thing.
Okay, what is it?
He won't let me drive.
So what?
At first I was like, you know what? Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
And now it's kind of annoying. Okay, I like to be carted around. That's fine. I would love to have enough money to pay for a driver.
Driving Miss Sandy.
Yeah. But I actually like my vehicle now.
Okay, and so when you guys all go as a family somewhere, he's like, I'm driving.
Yes. And, okay, so I brought it up in court, too, in Judgment's own court. He got into an accident with my vehicle, and it's still there. The accident is still there because I'm too cheap to pay for it to be fixed. But anyhow, so I wanted him not to be allowed to drive my vehicle. But all you people, all you listeners said, just stop overreacting. Let him drive your vehicle.
Yeah, right.
Well, he heard that. And I want to drive my car. And when I say I'm going to drive, you know what he does?
What?
He'll get in his own car and say, okay, I'll follow you there. I'm like, get out of your car. Fine, you can drive. So stupid.
We know that you are very unsure of yourself when you're driving. You don't like know where you're going.
Okay,
you're
yes.
navigationally inept.
Sure.
You have to use your Waze every time you drive.
That's fine.
It's 222 Buzz. Would you be in our couples therapy session with us?
A therapist.
Yeah. Hi, the Buzz.
I think a lot of men always do that. But it's funny you say that because my daughter's husband never drives. He always rides.
Oh, really?
So my husband is making fun of your daughter's husband then. Because...
most men do drive, and I don't know. It just seems like that's the way it is. I don't know why.
So over it. You're telling me I almost want to fight the good fight and just get behind that wheel.
Drive your own darn car if you want that bad. Who cares? But yeah, he's never going to get over that probably.
Maybe if you're not the last to be ready, then maybe if you're the first one ready and you get in the car first.
No, he'll take his own vehicle. Like
hide the keys. Hide his keys.
What's your first name? Who's this?
This is Anne.
Thanks, Anne. Have a great day.
You right. too.
My God, the male ego. Sometimes, you know.
It's something that you need to just let him do. You got to let guys be guys. You got to let this man retain a little bit of a guy tradition. I mean, listen, you are living. He, Mike Danger, your husband, is living in a sea of estrogen. Between you and your two daughters.
We have the dog.
Okay.
Walter.
Walter doesn't count. Even though you think he's human. And he does have human-like eyes. Your husband needs to just have something to hold on to. And that should be the steering wheel. Go hide the boss. What do you think?
My suggestion to Sandy is do this from a financial standpoint. There's an awful lot of men who think, oh, somehow I'm less of a guy if I have someone else driving.
It's
my
weird,
husband does
but yeah.
this as well.
Yeah.
But he's also learned that, you know, we've reached a certain age. I drive better at night.
Oh, really?
So he has, you know, at least admitted that.
His night vision isn't that good?
No, not really.
Or has he just had too many drinks at that time?
No, I'm the one who drinks. He's my designated driver. Oh, okay. But, you know, for those other times. So, Sandy, here's the way. When he wants to drive his own vehicle and says he'll follow you, figure out what the cost is for him to take another vehicle and then take the money and you go out and buy something that was nothing more than a lot.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to buy me a Snickers bar.
And you know it's all about money talk in the house, so this will make perfect sense.
So you know, but I mean, if he really feels that strongly.
It's weird, though. How? Why? Why is he fighting this battle?
It's a generational thing that's been passed down.
Yeah, I think
my
you're right.
My father was always the driver, always.
And I love to drive, too. And I think guys like to drive more than women do, because I'm the same way. It's not like...
Yeah, but I actually love my vehicle now. Like, I want to drive it. And now it's almost like out of principle.
Oh, wow.
Now I think I got, you know, it's almost like a, I don't know, fight the good fight.
My wife drives all the...
I don't blame you. You know, you may want to remind him it's 2019 and you can drive too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Thanks for being on The Buzz, Couples Therapy. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hello, therapist.
Hi.
Help us out. Help Sandy out.
Here's what I would do. If your husband gets in the car and says, I'll meet you there, I would give him a big old kiss and say, okay, honey, I'll see you there.
Wow, just let him,
let him do it. The only thing I would say is have your GPS set ahead of time so you're not sitting there fumbling with it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point.
Right.
But, you know, isn't it funny how we have to sometimes treat our men like children? That's what we would do with our stubborn 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.